B-Pod Studios.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh, yeah. Someone has sent me a couple Happy Days books, and they claim to be Anson Williams, who is the Potsy. It's labeled on the envelope as return to sender would be Anson Potsy Williams, but it's a Massachusetts address.
I'm thinking that you don't, if you send a return address, you don't refer to yourself by your Happy
well,
Days
maybe,
name.
Listen, if anyone knows if Anson Williams, the Anson Williams, who sang the song about how the circular system or the nerves pumps your blood.
Yep, that's right.
I don't know that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we all learned it, yeah.
There was about 3 years of Happy Days that is some of the worst television in the history of the world, and there was this story arc where for some reason Fonzie and Potsy were teachers. And Potsy just couldn't get through to the kids about the circulation system or whatever it's called in the human body. So he invented a fun song, and everyone.
Potsy moved in with Ralph Melf, and they put a line down the middle of the apartment.
Which has never been done on Laverne and Shirley, or it wasn't done on, you know, Welcome Back, Cotter. It was never done on any other
show. Stay on your own side, Melf.
It was never done on Men Behaving Badly.
No.
That was that. You know what? They need to bring that back. Putting a line down the. Down the room.
We haven't seen it in a while. That's
yeah,
true.
Because, you know, the joke's on you if you have the door to get out. Or the joke could be on you if you have the bathroom.
Yeah.
Am I lying or am I trying? Let me tell you this. Give me a moment. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of mucho dollarinos. And total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up. And start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys. How
What's going on?
All right. So I just saw on Twitter last week, not great for the Bankroll Boys.
Oh, we sucked NFL. Really sucked NFL.
Yep.
I think we hit the Rams. Anything else?
I hit a second half, and then I hit the Wisconsin under, you know, Saturday. But, I mean, really, in general, we were not good last week.
But is today an exciting
special hit, though? That's all I care about.
Degenerate special hit?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. What is your bankroll now, Rich?
I think I'm at 750.
750, yep.
All right, well, now it's time to start spending badly.
NFL's been difficult. I went 5-7-1 all last week. Some college, Indiana hit. The Cincinnati game, if you watched it, they didn't run in a touchdown. At the end, multiple teams have been doing that this year, if you've noticed.
Yes.
Is that the Nick Chubb situation?
Oh, same exact situation, but in college football.
But yeah, Scott Van Pelt has a whole bad beats.
It was a tough week, man. In like the Green Bay game, it's no excuses. We got to get back on track. I have had, Dan, you can vouch for me. I am 17-0-1 the last two Thanksgivings.
All right,
on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, that's part of the reason we have you in.
Gentlemen.
But today is also a huge day because college basketball at noon tips off. Is that something that you guys like to wager on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean that.
Because that can be heartbreaking. You want to talk about bad beats. There is nothing like a college basketball game.
Like a random three at the buzzer?
Or squirrely officiating. Mm-hmm. That gets a little weird.
That's what the intro was about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody threw
Victor Oladipo threw a three at the buzzer in a meaningless shot in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Karma. He got his karma.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. He got injured. That was God's way of saying, how dare you?
Wow. He screwed himself up permanently.
Because he ruined you.
That's right. God does not like it when you start tempting the fate. I'll tell you that.
Don't screw with the bankroll,
Joe's
boys.
Joe's got a lot of friends, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We all found that out.
If you go, if you at one day, if you're lucky enough, when you pass, hopefully at an old age, when you're on a cloud and there's a dude with no shirt on playing harp, do you want to be on that cloud with Joe Murray or Victor Oladipo? I'm going to say Joe Murray all the way.
Yeah, Joe Murray.
I want to be on Joe Murray's cloud. There might be Andy Wong might be there. Better food. I mean, I'm going that way. By the way, Joe Murray, a fan, and this is, and I'm usually not somebody who talks about stuff like this, but Joe Murray, a fan of putting the Thanksgiving leftovers on nachos.
It was brought up. I did a show over the weekend, and we were talking about things you do with leftovers, and someone mentioned putting leftovers on nachos, and I'm in.
All right, is this I'm not going to do your favorite Thanksgiving side or something, but Rich, is this something that you could see yourself doing?
No question. I mean, what isn't good on a nacho?
Now here's the deal, Rich. I would not use a microwave though. Like your friend there, the guy yesterday.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to put it in for four and a half minutes.
Yeah. Weber cooks, man. He's figured it all out. I mean, listen, I don't know if you're down with some of the stuff that he does. But yeah, that's right.
This one here, you just dump the rice into the thing.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know the saddest thing about that show is that John uncovered that is, you know how colleges have their own TV channels?
Yeah, yeah.
That is for the students at Weber State University to teach them how to cook in their rooms.
Oh, my God.
So that is what the people at Weber State. So this is not even public access. This guy is in the employee of Weber State University.
Start with a can of chili.
So this is not some poor sap, it's a poor sap, obviously, but this is not some schlub that just walked into, some Kentucky public access station. This is a guy who is working under the umbrella of Weber State University.
And was told to do this.
As an educator.
Hello, Wildcats.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine his economics course?
Oh, boy.
You take money, okay. Then you go to the building that says B-A-N-K. K. All right. What are we doing? All right, we have the Bankroll Boys.
Let's get some bets here. So, you mentioned, outside of the NFL, what should people be betting on this week?
Let's go crazy Thanksgiving because Joe Murray is phenomenal on Thanksgiving.
It's a great point, Fred. If you got a record that good, let's hear some Thanksgiving.
I'm scared. I'll be honest with you. The NFL, guys, I've told you this. It's Dan, we talked about it last week. All of these teams that got the most money last week went 3-9. Primetime favorites, but terrible. So it's kind of like you gotta just take a long shot at some point.
Or is the Ravens game even happening?
I don't know. I don't think it is, but as of today, it's on. So I actually was thinking about taking the Ravens this week. They lose two in a row, and then they play on Thanksgiving against an undefeated team. It's like that's just kind of the way things happen. So just a few things. Favorites have absolutely cleaned up in the NFL on Thanksgiving Day. 40-6 straight up. 33-13 since 2004. Now, since 2015, 13-2 straight up and 11-4 against the spread. So normally it's bet the favorites, but looking at the first game, the Texans are 2.5, 3, something like that at the moment.
2.5, some places, 3.5, some places.
Detroit on Thanksgiving. Detroit got shut out last week. They lost to PJ Walker, the XFL MVP.
Yeah, the game that most likely cost Patricia's job.
Now the Lions historically have not done much, but they're 6-5 against the spread, 4-7 straight up, and they covered a 5.5-point spread against the Bears in 2019. So that, and then the only thing I saw that was pretty interesting, there have been 24 instances where a team was shut out, and then the next week they come back to cover. They're 17-5-2. That's 77%. Where you shut out 1 week, you come back the next week and win. So can you back the Lions this week against the Texans?
They usually try on Thanksgiving, but there will be a minimal crowd there. There will not be the usual drunken atmosphere of the most fantastic game of the year if you're a Detroit sports
fan. I'm staying away from a side on this one.
Okay.
I'm going over 51.
All right.
I think both teams will score.
I like Detroit. I think as you kind of talked about, I like the bounce back. I would bet that side if you can get a 3, maybe try and wait for a 3.5. I think you're going to be, the Texans, outside of the Patriots, they're 2 wins against the Jaguars this year. I know Deshaun Watson was fantastic in that game, but, I mean, really, he has not been excelling to an elite level this year. 2 wins against, the Jaguars and 1 against the Patriots, who, really blew that game.
the Lions are not any, you know, are not very good either, Fred, as you kind of alluded
to.
Can they
run the football against the Texans like the Patriots couldn't?
Well, right. And again, you're buying the Lions low at home. The look at line was 2.5 Lions. Now it's two, you know, now it's 3 points to the Texans. I think you're getting some decent value.
I would take the Lions in that game, even though Stafford's hands messed up. You got to figure that was Houston Super Bowl. And then the short week, you're short going week, into yeah. Detroit. Yeah. Detroit cares more about the game than Houston does.
Patricia's yeah. job's on the line. He loses on Thanksgiving.
That's a humiliation yeah. bounce back they've got to get. I mean, but then again, I saw how good the Texans were this past weekend.
I don't know. They got what's the health of the receivers?
Yeah, they only had two at the end of the game. Yeah, Watson was awesome last week.
Oh,
awesome.
No, he was amazing. But, I mean, the thing about Detroit is they have talent. I just don't know what they're doing with it. I mean, there is talent there. I just don't know what they're doing with it.
Detroit just needs to run the ball a little bit. That's all. They just run the ball and control the clock a little bit. And if Swift plays, because I know he didn't play Sunday, if Swift plays, that will go a long way towards helping Detroit.
He's been practicing. Yep.
So which game do you feel the best about tomorrow?
Sorry. Well, let's break. We'll keep the bank. Why not keep him around for a couple of breaks? We're having fun. All right. We'll have the Bankroll Boys back. We'll get more picks. Detroit and the over is what we have so far in the Thanksgiving game. We'll be right back.
Kutcher and Rich.
Hey, Boston and Upper Falls, Newton and Thompsonville. With Dunkin' delivering from more locations than ever, it's now easier than ever to get your faves fast with coffee, donuts, sandwiches, and more. Brought to you directly to your door, which is great if you don't plan on leaving the house at all today. Or if you don't have time to cook. I know personally, I just sometimes don't feel like cooking, which is all the time. Or I have a really busy morning and I need a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich and a hot coffee. You don't have a nick to just go out and do it and take forever. Now you get Dunkin'. They'll do a lickety-split. Now that's a good combo. All I need is it brought right to my desk. I just grab a phone and open up Uber Eats. Though it's available on DoorDash and Grubhub too, then I sit back and relax and let Dunkin' do the running. Oh, and the price and participation may vary. Exclusion supply. America runs on Dunkin'.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, Solak and Bertrand.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
What is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. I know this is Mighty Mighty Boston's. I don't know what song, though.
You know what? I forgot what the name of it is. It's a newer one, I believe.
All right. Well, come on. If you're gonna be responsible for Skanksgiving, at least have the playlist in front of you.
I didn't want to play the impression that I get or the Rascal King, like one that's like way too. You know,
I mean,
you're
playing Jamaica Ska from the Back to the Beach movie. Come on. You're
that
better
is
than
a
that.
Fishbone song.
Yeah, but the Fishbone have 8 albums.
And we have like 4 Fishbone ones in there. That was one of them. I mean, it was funny. That was kind of like a, hey, remember when they did that?
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible mistake that they still regret. They still talk about how terrible it was that they did that. I wonder I don't know quite what their management was thinking. They could have been the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They could have been. They're much more talented. But it never ended up that way. They were out of the same scene. Jane's Addiction. Thelonious Monster.
They should have hooked up with Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin would have made him and then ruined him.
Yeah, well.
Much like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, their big album after Truth and Soul, they decided to have their first single be a gospel song, which was a little strange. All right, we have the Bankroll Boys in studio. So far, we have the over on the Lions game, and Liv Schatz likes the Lions getting three is where he stands on that. All right, what else, gentlemen? What else are we looking at? Because Joe is on fire on Thanksgivings.
Yeah, it's been lucky. I've played like halves, quarters, you name it. And I even have the ticket stub still on
it's pinned to his,
at Joey Murrah on Twitter. So anyways, the Cowboys play Washington. And I actually love rooting for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is, man. But they're a lousy 2-9 against the spread and 5-6 straight up their last 11 Thanksgiving Day games. They lost outright last year to Buffalo, if you remember. They didn't cover a 6-point spread. So the Cowboys historically stink on Thanksgiving Day.
They missed out on a practice yesterday, too. That was a crazy story. So I guess one of their trainers, it was announced like in the middle of the day that he had died. Like he had just suddenly died. And then like everyone's writing all these things. Oh, he was such a great guy. And oh, we're going to miss him. What a tragedy. And then like about an hour after that, a statement came out that he's not dead.
No, his family posted it on Facebook. No, he's not dead.
Yeah, because you know why?
Not dead.
You know why? Because people cannot wait to make it all about themselves. They can't. Cannot wait. They're knocking down each other. They got to be the first people. They don't care if he's dead or not. They got to be the first people on that social media. Because you know why they do it? And they might not even think this, but it's true. This is in the back of their mind. There's a lot of subconsciousness going on in your mind. Their theory is, and they would admit this to you, but their theory is if I'm the one who says how great this guy is first, I'll be the one that everyone retweets. And then it will be, and then everyone will think about what a great person I am.
Well, it was the local guy who didn't check the Pete Frates news before. Yeah. Remember when that
yes,
happened?
Yes, because the idea is to make it about yourself. You don't. You think that if someone you really knew that well and cared about died, that your first instinct would be to go on social media? That would be be talking to the family.
Yeah.
You'd be talking to your friends.
Or I just always thought if you're going to run with any story, the one you absolutely 1,000% need confirmation on is whether or not someone is dead.
Well, this is even worse because I'm not talking about a reporter. I'm talking about people that are like, oh, he was so great, and oh, I'm going to miss him, and oh, this meant this to me. Screw you. Did it really? Go to hell.
Now, this guy's not obviously doing well. Now, we have heard that, and he's...
Regardless, I'm making a separate point. No, I'm making a point about people going crazy on the internet. This man, here's a picture with me. Go screw yourself.
No, I understand, but I'm making a point about the actual bet, because, you know, that emergency spawned them to cancel practice yesterday, which on a short week anyway,
no days
probably
off.
Wasn't the best thing anyway. So, I mean, if you're leaning against the Cowboys, maybe that's a little bit more juice.
So this is a huge game because if one of these teams win, they could actually win the division.
Yeah, they're all trying three wins.
So this is, I'm hoping that McCarthy pulls out what he did last week, the Gallagher water. I'm hoping he takes out like a chainsaw and starts carving up some turkey.
Jesse James Dupree.
Before the game.
Yep.
Like that. So I guess I'll ask everybody this question. Who will you be rooting for? The Washington football team or the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day?
Alex Smith. I'll always root for Alex Smith.
Watching that game is a bold statement. Yeah, I believe that will be while we're eating, and I can't imagine all of us having that
game. You'll
be
in the other room. You'll hear the volume, but you're in the other room eating type of thing. And I hate Andy Dalton with a passion.
You're rooting for disaster. All right? In that game, you're rooting for histrionics and disaster.
No, what you're rooting for. It's the worst possible game you can see.
You're rooting for a tie. That's what you're rooting for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, disaster.
The Eagles have a tie, so throw that into the mix.
For a tie.
And somehow the Giants win the NFC East.
I like it.
Right. It's anarchy in the NFC East. Who knows? Yes.
I don't. This is a tough game for me. Like, I just feel like the world might be rooting against Washington. I don't know. I just have a feeling.
But they changed their name. Now everything's okay.
And by the way, that's the one thing they've done right. For being such an awful organization, there's talk that they might just keep it the Washington football team. Awesome. Keep it. Like, that's, to me, it was a complete F-up, and now they're like, we'll stay with it. I got no problem with that.
Dan Snyder should just go to reality and just call it the Snyders. And then have their logo be the dude from One Day at a Time.
Schneider.
Whatever. It still plays.
That's how Cleveland got their name.
Yeah.
Named it after the owner.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Any pick, Dan, on this one for you?
No, I got nothing. I'm rooting for disaster. That's my.
But bet. You said Ravens. If they play that game, you're leaning Ravens.
So this was at the beginning of the week before I knew that Ingram and Dobbins won't play. You see it all the time, right? Teams lose two in a row. Everyone gives up on them, and then they come back and like beat somebody when they shouldn't. That was my angle on it. I don't think there's going to be a game, but Pittsburgh's 5.5 right now. That number 5 is always an ugly number to bet. Ben Roethlisberger's been outstanding in prime time and at home. Hard to fade that.
Everything it seems like they'd beat the Ravens by more than that. I don't know. I would think it would be the Steelers, but then again, you guys are the ones who are the pros, so I will take your word for it.
And just some Thanksgiving props, just to throw those out there. Total touchdowns in the Houston Detroit game over under 5.5.
Houston, I'd say.
Well, you think that's going to be a high scoring game?
I do,
but Dan thinks that the Lions are going to run the ball.
I think that's how they. I think
if the Lions score, they're scoring 20 plus.
Does Galladay play?
It's Thanksgiving, yeah.
Okay.
That's why they held him out last week. And then one other one. Will any game go into overtime? Plus 500 is yes.
Ooh. Hmm. What's the deal there? Do you have some history on that?
I don't actually. Should look that up.
Well, all right. Well, listen. That is your Thanksgiving. Let's go degenerate special. What do you have?
Real quick. Oh, Patriots game. Just a Patriots for this weekend. What's your feeling on this one?
Very early.
Kyler Murray didn't throw a practice yesterday. I don't know, man. Three mobile quarterbacks in a row.
What's the spread?
2.5.
It's 2.5. The Patriots are a really good long teaser side this week. Again, you're looking at the 2.5. For those who don't know what a long teaser is, it's where you tease a team that goes through two key numbers.
So you make fun of Andy Wong. 7.
Or you make fun of Andy Wong. But yeah, it's where you tease a team up through two key numbers. So this would be 3 and 7. So you're basically getting them at plus 8.5. So yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just explained it. I still don't understand.
A tease is where you can move a line 6 points in either way with another.
It teases
with another
when you're necking in the car and she won't put her hand down south.
Exactly. That's a long teaser. Yeah. I'm going to use that term just when I'm out in Vegas just to see if anyone notices. Just looking around like, hey, you like that term? Yeah.
Now, is it the Wong teaser?
It's the Wong teaser when it goes through two key numbers.
Why is it the Wong teaser?
Because it was invented at Kowloon.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah, it was invented at Kowloon.
What?
No, Andy Wong was like, hey, quit making fun of me. And they go, the Wong teaser.
You brought it up.
Listen, I'm telling you what I like in that game. I think they're a good teaser side.
They used to call me the Wong teaser. Me and Bruno Sammartino would give him the business. Hey, Andy, good wings, huh? I'll take Detroit.
Who's the guy choking on his poo-poo platter? He was a Wong teaser. He learned his lesson.
Yeah. Whoopsie. I left some strychnine in the duck sauce. Uh-oh. Someone mixed the rat poison with the whatever the hell we serve there.
That's people who mysteriously disappear from the Calhoun crew. They were Wong teasers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Let's go degenerate special. You done me well over the last couple of weeks. We're up a good bit of money. What do you got there, Lifshatz?
Okay, before I do the degenerate special, I just want to talk about college basketball today. We have 100 games opening up. Mm. 12 o'clock, Oakland is playing at Xavier. I'm taking Xavier minus 17.5 to cover that spread. Oakland lost a lot from last year's team. They're a little bit overrated in the eyes of the public. I think Xavier's actually being a little underrated. The line opened at 21, getting at 17. I think it's 17.5, excuse me, it's pretty good value. For the degenerate special, Friday, Crystal Palace, we're going to England. Nice, easy, big league. It's not that degenerate. Crystal Palace, it plays Newcastle. We are going under 2.5 in that game. Okay, it's the only prem game of the day. It's on Friday. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone can watch it because they'll be done Black Friday shopping. Under 2.5 in that game.
I will give you 3.5 then. Let's do it again. Let's do 350 towards that one. Right. Speaking of degenerates, I found myself watching Revolution.
Me too. Night. I watched the whole game.
Okay. By the way, I am the soccer cooler. Every game I get like kind of excited about, I turn it on, and it's like a nil-nil draw.
Not last night.
But last night I turned it on, and I'm like, whoa, they're scoring goals.
That was a huge upset, by the way.
Man,
yeah, I know.
Upset.
So what's the prognosis for these guys? What are you thinking? I mean,
well, both the number one and two seeds are down. So, the Revs have a legit shot.
Revs play Orlando City SC on Sunday afternoon in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Yeah.
What are the odds for them to run the table?
Oof. I mean, Bruce Arena, it's all about him at this point.
So, yeah, what are the odds for
Gustavo
them to make the
Bo's
final?
Been outstanding. I'll get that for you. If not, I'll tweet it out. I just want to say there is a fight this weekend. I'm taking Roy Jones Jr. over Mike Tyson. It's plus 165 right now. Mike Tyson hasn't fought in how long? Literally, how long?
Roy Jones doesn't want to fight.
Roy Jones fought like 2 years ago and kicked some guy's ass.
He's already said more than one occasion he wants no part of Tyson because he thinks Mike's taking this too seriously.
Yeah.
I think Tyson beats him.
Roy Jones. Sorry.
I thought there wasn't going to be a winner in this fight. Isn't that what I read? That they're not
it's
actually
supposed to be an exhibition.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing everything but
they're not actually declaring a winner, so that you may not actually be able to.
So give me the dog.
He's so psycho that he's going to forget all of this and knock Roy Jones.
Well, it depends.
Out.
It depends because he's so manic. Like you can. I mean, that's the most. He's the public figure that is by far the most manic individual that I've ever seen. So you could get. That's such a crapshoot now. Mm. Because you could get him in a state where he's just like goofy and screwing around.
Did you see him on Good Morning America yesterday without a shirt on?
That's manic. Oh my God. He's manic. Yeah. Sometimes he's like super chill. I mean, we've talked to him.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes he's super chill, and sometimes he's like insane. He's got mania. I mean, he really does.
So you're telling me this scrimmage is going to be a Thunderlip situation?
I think
he's going to take it way
Tyson's
too serious.
Going to get his ass kicked is what I think. But he smoked so much damn weed. I don't even know how long he'll go. Going to even go 2 or 3 rounds?
That's a good point because if Tyson gets all manicky and goes crazy, Roy Jones could go, all right, I got a box.
Let's wear him out.
And and just start defending himself. And then, Tyson.
Yeah, if this thing's real, give me Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. Unless Tyson just hits him clean. But those guys have been hit like that before. So, yeah. Yeah.
Tyson's getting $10 million for this fight.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering why he's coming back and doing this, it's because there's $10 million waiting for him.
Yeah, and it's not like he's sitting around in money. I mean, that guy, read his book. Did he make a lot of mistakes?
Oh, well, I mean, also, what's his name? Don King took almost everything.
Oh, yeah. When you have to go to Russia and you're dealing with the people he did in Russia, ooh, boy. He just straight up is like, yep, Russian mob, sure. I was over there.
It was the hottest selling like video game when we were kids was Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Everybody had it. Like every neighborhood, somebody had a copy of it. And I heard that he was handed a contract that said, we were going to use your likeness. And he was like, what, how much are you going to pay? And they said, how about $25,000? He said, okay. And he signed it away. And I heard he only made 25 grand off that. Do you know how much money he could have made off of, like, if he would have just gotten a cut of Mike Tyson's Punch Out? Would have been
money.
More money, almost more money than he made boxing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bankroll Boys, you can listen to them. They will be on the air Sunday from 7 to 9. You can check out their show over under 98.5 on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Also on 98.5thesportshub.com. And Joe Murray is going to be with us several occasions throughout December.
Next Friday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we will be back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Toucher and Rip.
In the Boston area. They got the rhythm, they're feeling all right. You are very funny. Get on the radio, talking about your life and talking about sports and stuff. I got to water a little herb that I've been growing. Toucher and Rich is such a very good show. If the police don't like them hanging around. We'll be right back.
How could you not like this song?
Still out's a good song.
It's impossible not to like this. If you don't like this song, and people say I'm a nihilist and all this stuff, how could you not like this song?
Because you're gonna go to the record store.
Don't ruin it with your voice.
I'm joking.
All right, you had a little Ska Flaws remix with the crazy guy with all the songs. And then you had
the crazy guy sitting up there in New Hampshire thinking, hey, here's a chance for me to branch out.
Maybe that is the guy from the Ska Flaws. You never know. I tried to hire him to play my wedding, and I couldn't find him.
I said to Tracy, I was like, what is this? I don't even remember us doing that remix of the guy who, I mean, that dude has made, we know, like thousands of songs. He's made songs about us. He's made songs about anything, pooping. He's the diarrhea guy. But he apparently he does sound exactly like that guy. That was a nice little matchup mashup there.
All right,
the Ska Flaws?
That's a Ska Flaws song. All right, let's hear that again. Play it again. Let me hear it uninterrupted.
I think I have it here. Is it Ska-Fred? I got it right here. Please don't like them hanging around right now. Fred Toucher, I like to listen to you on the radio in the greater Boston area. They got the rhythm, they're feeling all right. You are very funny. Get on the radio, talking about your life and talking about sports and stuff. I got to water a little herb that I've been growing. Toucher and Rich is such a very good show. And the police don't like them hanging around. There you go.
It is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
We're unleashing all the clips. That's right. So today I have to go to, we've gotten our turkey from Whole Foods. So, and there's a window noon to one. By the way, Whole Foods might as well be the library because people there... you'll see, because I live in Newton, you'll see the Brookline people, like, decked out. Like, this is Mission Impossible. This is their own Vietnam. They're going into Whole Foods. And they are nervous. And so you go into Whole Foods, and it's the people, they're on the razor's edge.
What do they have to be scared of?
They're scared of COVID. They don't particularly, I mean, they're shopping at Whole Foods, which is a whole brand of person. And so, but I'm picking up my turkey there, and I think that I'm going to have to leave. We got too big a turkey because no one else is coming. My parents aren't coming because my dad's got the shingles, and I figured you got shingles, you get corona on top of that. You're fighting two things. That ain't right. So it's just the four of us, but I'm going to have to put the turkey outside, so I'm thinking of setting up a camera, guys, to catch a cat floating towards it. Because we all know from cartoons, if you leave food outside around Thanksgiving, the smell of it makes the animals float towards it.
Usually that's a pie, right? Yeah, pie on the windowsill.
Oh, no. Oftentimes they'll look at actual living creature and turn it into a turkey that's set up on a nice plate, a nice presentation.
It's like Seinfeld. Didn't that happen as well?
They turned...
Turkey?
Yeah, Newman wanted to eat Kramer.
That's right.
Because Kramer was buttering himself up and going in the tanning bed. Yep, that is an episode. So I have that going. Today, sometimes the fluff gets aggressive. My cat's 22 years old, longer than I've been with my wife, that I've even known my wife, I've had the fluff, the Senorita Fluff. And sometimes she gets very affectionate in the morning. She loves it. She loves that I'm up before everyone else. She starts pacing around on the counter. She's having the time of her life. And sometimes she'll get so overcome with emotion, she'll follow me out the door. And today I said, Fluff, you do not want to go outside. The Fluff, she goes, she felt the air and she goes, no. And turned right around and went inside. I said, good. I said, there you go. Because you got to let the Fluff do what she wants. I mean, I'm not going to tell her not to go outside. She could drink. She's been able to vote for quite some time. So 22 years old, I'm not telling the Fluff what to do.
Fred, you've got to be somewhat glad that, because of everything that's going on, you don't have to spend Thanksgiving with other family members, right?
Like,
you went to Philadelphia. That's
absolutely. Yeah, okay. I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I don't think that they're ever... I think that this... Her father... I used to have to go to Philadelphia, and I would hang out in the basement, and, he kept track of all the alcohol and everything, and it was a whole... whole pain in the ass We did go to a Flyers game, which was whatever, every year. But, yeah, this year we're not going. And they're spending it in Florida and not having anyone over. And I think that this might be the trend now, that there will be no more trips for Thanksgiving to Philadelphia, which I am very excited about. I am excited about that.
Well, that's great. Well, because I have a close friend last night who sent me something. He sent me like an audio file and I didn't know what it was. And I listened to it and it was one of those things like, what am I listening to? So I called him last night. So apparently his wife's father came in town to stay with them. And they don't agree on a lot of things, especially politically. And at one point, he said it just got to be where it was almost like a dream. Like, I couldn't believe what level this got to. And he said, no one would have believed me if I would have told them what he was talking about and what he was trying to sell to me. So I secretly pressed record on my iPhone and I'm sending you the file. I listened to this, and in this audio clip was this guy, the father of his wife, trying to convince them that it was 1,000% true that Michelle Obama has a penis.
Oh.
And that he had the proof. Like he said, I've got proof and I'll show you. So what, of course, does he do? He goes on the internet and finds a website that says it's a fact. Michelle Obama has a penis and shows it to him. And there is a fight like I've never. The guy's laughing his ass off. The girl is like, I can't believe you're this gullible, this dumb. Look who this guy is. But this is a real conversation and a real fight that happened. Was that they had a debate over whether or not Michelle Obama, the ex-first lady, indeed had a male appendage.
All right, so there is a deep state scam that has invented the two children as being hers.
Yes.
What is the advantage to Obama in this scenario? That he loves the fact that she has male genitalia? And
All I know is that made his political arguments even stronger, because how could you trust somebody who has a penis who says that they don't? I mean, this guy had no irony in his voice whatsoever.
That is great.
And I'm sitting there and I'm going, do you know how many people are going to have to deal with that this weekend? Like, how many people are going to have to deal with having conversations with people who just speak nonsense and are 1,000% sure because they found it on their phone? So it's got to be true.
That's a great topic. If you've had something like that, 617-779-0985. We have Aqib Talib coming up at 8. But I was talking to my father yesterday on the way home. And we were talking about COVID, whatever, and we kind of like agree on it. But I was like, and I'm like, you had that crazy press conference at the Four Season Landscape Company. And he goes, what are you talking about? My dad watches the news all day. He's on his phone all day. He goes, what are you talking about? And I go, the Giuliani press conference in Philadelphia at the landscaping company. He goes, well, no, I don't know about that. I go, the Four Seasons Landscaping. He goes, the Four Seasons Hotel. I go, no, the Four Seasons Land. I go, you did not see this. I go, how? I go, you watch news. You watch news and read news all day. How did you not see that? He's like, I don't know if that happened. Because that's his big thing, is I don't know if that happened. Like, he takes his drug gabapentin. He takes his, because he's got shingles, so he's been taking this gabapentin. But I take gabapentin for anxiety. It works on your GABA receptors in your brain. They give it to you after you stop drinking. So, to some people. And so I'm like, yeah, I take gabapentin too. And I'm like, you know, it works on the GABA receptors in your brain. He's like, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm like, we have something in common. We're taking the same drug. He's like, yeah, I don't know about any of that. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
But I mean, it's like, do you know how helpless you feel when somebody, and by the way, you know, and I believe my friend, because he's not aggressive in any way and he's not argumentative. He's very laid back. And so is his wife. But it was one of those things where he just started talking. And then when somebody says, hey, I have proof Michelle Obama has a penis, like, that's when you just go, okay.
Oh, that's a gift. Oh, it's a gift. That's a gift. Because that's not even divisive. That's just because that's not like the pizza thing and
all that stuff. Politics. It's like really.
Yeah.
And they, boy, if they find it on their phone, it's true. Like it is true.
I just
don't. You know how do you? You don't know. You way too gullible. You got to start questioning things.
Well, I mean, you could never ever doctor a picture like that. I mean, someone hacked into Obama's phone and found a bunch of naked Michelle Obama selfies. There was a penis as plain as day. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey.
Hey.
So I work in the car rental business, and I had to give a guy a ride home, and he goes, "Hey man, what do you think of this election?" And I try to not talk politics, so I try to mirror the image.
Right.
And he goes, "Well, did you know Obama was a homosexual?" And I said, "Whoa, no, sir. Where do you find info like that?" He goes, "Well, Joan Rivers exposed them and said Obama's gay and Michelle has a penis." And then a week later, Joan Rivers died.
Oh, yes.
And he sold me this whole conspiracy for 10 minutes. Oh. I had to call because I heard it too.
Yeah, okay, well, it's obviously making its rounds. I mean, listen, who am I?
It's the hot rumor.
I mean, crazier things have happened, am I right? I mean, he's a homosexual who married in a legal marriage decades ago.
But
someone who is biologically a man.
Like that, for that to be one of like the first things that you talk about, and that how it's so top of mind, like that really bothered him. Like, I mean, like, how does that affect anything in any way, shape, or form? And first of all, that you just believe anything that's on the internet.
I'll tell you why.
Definitely true. Then
is because it's identities. I mean, people are searching for identities that require you to do nothing, and it's on every side of the political spectrum, and it transcends politics. It could be about anything. But there's this need to be part of a group that makes you feel superior, but requires you to achieve nothing. And it's something I've been thinking a great deal about, and is incredibly frustrating. And I can give you a million examples of it. I mean, people just make it their identity, that this is who I am. And it has nothing to do with them. Who are you? Well, I'm the guy who knows everything. Obama's wife has a penis. Or I'm the person, you know, who I haven't touched a surface in the last 18 months, and you're like, okay, well, you know, that's who you are.
Later on, I just want to know what is what's the most insane thing that your parents were convinced was 1,000% real that you've had to argue with them about.
My father's not certain that there was a press conference at Four Seasons Landscaping. He's not positive that happened. It never crossed his desk. I mean, it's so hard not to argue. It's so hard to go, why don't you believe me? Like, I'm not lying. I said, I guess for the same reason people think Michelle Obama has a penis. I guess that they're one and the same. They're one of the I wasn't there. How do I know they had the press conference? Maybe it was all photoshopped. What do I know? You know, maybe it really didn't happen. All right, so Aqib Talib, I have a strong feeling he's not going to join us, but that is the plan, and we should talk to him next.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.